So our theme for the next 15, 20 minutes is that everybody's special, grown-ups and children, everybody's special. Everybody deserves to believe in themselves. And sometimes life is really hard. Sometimes life is really hard for all of us. And when that happens to you or to somebody else, we need to help each other and find the courage to believe in ourselves. So that's our theme for the next 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to tell you a story of a famous Unitarian ancestor named John Pounds. John Pounds was born in 1766, that's a long time ago, in the English city of Portsmouth. Now, Portsmouth was a seaport. That meant there were lots of ships that would come and go into the port. And in Portsmouth, there were rich people, and there were poor people, and lots of sailors coming and going. Now, at the age of 12, John went to work full-time in the shipyard. In those days, the kids didn't go to school. They couldn't unless they were rich. And they had to go to work when they were 10, 11, 12, full-time. So he worked alongside his father in the shipyard. When he was 14, he fell down what's called a dry dock. This is like as tall as from the ceiling here down to the floor. He fell that far. He broke a bunch of bones. And in those days, doctors didn't know how to repair bones. So for the rest of his life, he had a bent over back because it was broken, and he had a broken leg that never quite healed that he had to limp with. So that was his life for the rest of his life. Now, John was smart. He was determined. So he apprenticed, learned to be a shoemaker, a cobbler. And he learned and he learned. He got really good at it. And when at the age of 27, he had enough money to buy his own shoe store, which was two rooms. One room to make and repair the shoes, the next room to sleep in. But he thought that was pretty good. Now, his cobbler shop was right on the main street. So all the people were coming and going, including all the children who had no place to live. There were lots of street children in Portsmouth. They just lived on the street, or maybe in a crowded little one-room dingy shack. And some of them had to steal to get food, and then they'd be put in prison. Things were tough for kids back then. So John would put potatoes, baked potatoes he'd make in his little oven, and bring them outside and give them to the kids. They started to gather around. Then he said, I'm going to teach you how to read and write and do your numbers. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 would crowd into his little cobbler shop, and while he was repairing shoes, he would teach them how to read and write and do their numbers and learn some skills to get some jobs. Well, right next door to his cobbler shop was High Street Chapel, and it became a Unitarian church, and he loved the minister there in particular. They were very close friends, and so that Unitarian church started to help John, and they formed the first ragged school in England. Ragged means anybody can go there. The poorest kids can go there. And because they formed the first one, the word got out around the countryside. What are they doing in Portsmouth? And they started ragged schools in other cities in England until finally, after many, many decades, finally every child got to go to school and learn how to read and write and learn some skills to get a good job. So he helped hundreds of children in his life. Now, he died in 1839. He became a hero in the city. So right next door to the Unitarian Church today, there's a little museum of his shop, what it used to look like, and school children from around the country go there to learn about John Pounds, our Unitarian ancestor. Now, our church, the Unitarian Church of Sharon, is partnered with the John Pounds Unitarian Memorial Church in Portsmouth, England. And last year, we had two members of the Portsmouth, England Church speak in this pulpit, and about a dozen of our members are internet pen pals with folks in the Portsmouth Church. And just in a few weeks, Colleen Tuck is going to be our ambassador and visit the church on a Sunday morning. And we would like you to sign these cards so we can bring these cards to you. She can bring them to them. So we'll pass it around. You sign your name. You see our church and your church on the front. By the way, they used to have a much nicer church, but it was bombed during the Blitz when the Nazis were bombing England. They destroyed the church in a Blitz. That's the rebuilt church. Also, Colleen is bringing what's going to be about 100 pounds. That's about $150. 100 pounds for the John Pounds Memorial Trust, because they're still helping disadvantaged children in the city of Portsmouth. So we'll make our little contribution to that cause. So that's the story of John Pounds. And it's in our theme today that everybody is special. Every person can believe in themselves, but we need to help each other, like John Pounds helped the kids. And when life is really hard, you got to find the courage to go on. So just like Raggedy Ann, you deserve to believe in yourself, even when life isn't going easy. So we're very pleased to welcome now Sam Tidal, who's going to share a story with us as well.
That's an exceptionally hard act to follow. So Jim and Louise asked me to tell you guys a story about New Orleans, which is the city where the youth group this year is going to be doing their service trip. And I've done a few different service trips to New Orleans, and I wanted to tell you a story about something that happened on the first one that I ever did. This was right after the city of New Orleans had been hit very hard by Hurricane Katrina. This was a few months after, and I was in a town a little bit east of New Orleans in Pearlington, Mississippi, and I was helping to rebuild this church. And I was standing there in the concrete, the bare concrete foyer of the church, and my job was to hang up the studs, to hang up the boards that the walls were going to be hung from. Is there anyone here who's done construction? So you two will know what I'm getting wrong. But so the guy in charge of the building site, who looked shockingly similar to Santa Claus, but with this thick southern accent, it's a guy named Doug, and he came over and he handed me this tool that I was supposed to use. It's called a ram set. And a ram set is a machine that puts nails into concrete walls. So the way it works is you put in a shotgun shell and you make this sort of clicking noise and you hold it up where you want it and you hit it with a hammer. And it makes this unbelievably loud noise. And it is the most, you know, testosterone infused object in the world. And so Doug comes up to me and he hands me this terrifying thing that I'm nervous to even hold. And, you know, I'm this sort of artsy, sensitive college student. And he said, here's what I need you to do. Hang them up and put the nails in 6 inches apart. And I said, all right, I can do that. I just need a tape measure. And he says, I don't got a tape measure. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I looked at the wall. And I said, I don't have a good enough eye to just eyeball 6 inches apart. And Doug looked at me and he said, why are you here? And I started sort of blustering, and he stops me and he goes, are you here for the Lord? And I thought, well, I'm a Unitarian Universalist. That's a very complicated question. But he gave me this look that made it really clear that the only answer was yes. So I said yes. And he said, well, there you go. The Lord don't care if you have a good eye. You believe in the Lord, Lord will give you a good eye. And he walked away. And so I'm sitting there holding the terrible nail gun, with no tape measure, and then Doug walked outside and he looked at this guy, Bill, who was a very important businessman, and Bill was outside talking on his BlackBerry, because this is back when, all the most important people talked on their BlackBerry, and Bill was on this important business call, and Doug looked out and said, hey, Bill, who's your boss? And Bill said, excuse me, I'm my own boss. And Doug said, is your boss the Lord? And he gave him the same look. Bill's also a UU. And Bill said, yeah. And Doug said, well, then your boss wants you to get back to work. And then Doug, made his way back over to me, and the nails looked horrible. Like, they were somewhere 4 inches apart, somewhere 8. Like, it was It was, I'm sitting there, I wanted to cry. I was so embarrassed that I had just done such a horrible job, and I was like, how are we going to get these nails out of this concrete wall? And, you know, I ruined the building, and Doug came in and looked at it, he goes, see, I told you the Lord don't care if you have a good eye. And he walked away, and I realized when he said that, I realized three things. I realized, one, that it didn't really matter exactly where the nails were. The contractor guys know this. As long as the board is stuck to the wall and, you know, like, it's not the end of the world if it's not perfect. And two, that obviously Doug had a tape measure, right? Like, this is a construction site. He probably had a tape measure on his person at the time that he told me he didn't have one. And three, that this was his ministry to me and to Bill, was to show us that, you know, what he would call the Lord and what I as a UU might approach differently and say, you know, was the divine mystery and is what connects us all and binds people together and is beyond us, that when we are working to help other people, when we are getting our hands dirty in our community to try and lift each other up, to lift up our fellow human beings when they're down, that is what brings us closer to the divine, and that is what brings us closer to what is beyond us and beyond our knowing.